Welcome in. Our weekend theater segment is on the air. This week, not only talking about theater, but the latest fashion walking up and down Michigan Avenue. One of the many benefits of being here in our Allstate Showcase studio window is that we can sit in our little fishbowl studio here, getting ready to go on the air, and make fun of people as they walk by.
Good morning.
Compliment.
There have been some very interesting fashion choices that have gone past the window here in the last few minutes. Joining me in my fashion critique, this could be a whole new segment.
We've never done this on the show.
We put it up on the internet. We do a live, like a live blog thing, so people at home can also see who's walking by. And we just comment on, like, really, somebody chose to leave their house dressed like that? That person doesn't have a full-length mirror in their house to apparently see fully what they look like walking down the street on Michigan Avenue?
I think you're talking about me.
No, I'm not. Don't take it personally. But interesting that you took it personally that
These
way.
Ladies know.
Yeah. Danny Smith is here, and Megan Murphy and Cassie Slater. They are Donna, Tanya, and Rosie from the latest production of Mamma Mia that's here in Chicago at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire. And great to have you guys here today.
Thanks for having us.
The show started even before we were on the air.
Always. The tends way, to happen yeah. with the three of us.
The way I love it. How much fun is it to do this show? I'll bet I've seen Mamma Mia more than any other show, more than Oklahoma, more than... Name the show.
You are not the only person.
No, yeah. But I'm happy every time there's a new production because I, for the most part, have loved every single one of them.
Oh. And we've had people come back to this one. Some people are
nine, 10, 11 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody's come and seen the same production nine times.
Yeah.
God bless them.
It's Mamma Mia. They love
it. And they are really excited. And they, like, during the Mega Mix, they'll point at us like, look, I'm here again.
Right.
Yeah. It's great.
We're having the most fun. We say that if the audience is having half as much fun as we're having on stage, then they're having a good time.
Oh, man. It's the best.
I don't know how you can't have fun during the show. I mean, you know, the songs, it's what, 21 ABBA songs? If I'm
remembering. More than that.
I think it's excellent. Like 26 trivia. Or something crazy.
How many?
26.
26, mm-hmm. Okay.
You pack them in there.
They are. That's the entire ABBA library. That's in there, and you know, the songs are fun, and they bring back a lot of memories for people of a certain age. But it's a fun story, just, you know, everything.
It's great for, I mean, as far as like friendship story goes, it's really special. I mean, we were buddies before this started, but now we've become dear, dear, dear friends. We've fallen in love through the whole thing because it's just such a wonderful story about chicks and friendship and taking care of one another and
a celebration.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's great.
Don't you think that's, I mean, I think that's why this show has been so successful universally since it opened however many years ago it's been.
Yeah.
That this is so much more than a jukebox musical, as they're called, of just coming to hear ABBA songs. It is a substantive storyline. It does mean something more. If you've never heard an ABBA song, you'll still get a lot out of the show.
Yes,
absolutely.
Don't you think?
I do. And I think, yes, everybody is very nostalgic about this music. And there's something, it's about friendship. It's about music. It's about cute boys with no shirts on. but it's also a story about figuring out who you are and finding yourself. And I think a lot of people have memories attached to finding themselves to the soundtrack of ABBA when they were growing up in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, you know, since that music came out. And I think that really resonates with people. And it's a joy to watch people just lose themselves and go back to that time when they were discovering who they are and experiencing the world for the first time. It's really much more special than we all had imagined.
Yeah, really fun. And as you talk about that Mega Mix, that's the finale where it turns into a giant disco party and everybody is involved.
I mean, it's so alive.
If you're in the theater, you're part of this. You're alive and dancing.
Yeah. It's like the coolest feeling. Everybody's like standing up and the energy is just
a party.
Whoa. Yeah. It's so cool.
It's got to be fun. Just briefly, just explain the premise, the plot. of what this is. It's a young girl in search of her birth father.
Yeah, there is Sophie Sheridan. She's 21 or 20, and she's about to get married, and she wants her dad to walk her down the aisle. And her mom has always kind of said, I don't really remember that time of my life, and she doesn't want to talk about it. And she finds her mom's diary and sees that in that summer, her mom fooled around with three guys.
That's a nice way to put it.
So it's a family story.
That's right, Dean. That's right.
Yeah. But she invites the three of them to come, and she thinks she's going to figure out who her dad is right away, and she does not. And then they all start to put together the puzzle of like, oh my gosh, I think I'm your dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, chaos ensues. And, mm-hmm. you know, by the end, there is a wedding, you know. It's just...
right.
You know, somebody else's.
Yeah. Really, really, really fun show. Great songs. We're going to hear a couple of them when we come right back. Mamma Mia, just extended, by the way, but the end, sadly, is coming soon. Mm-hmm. It's April 16th at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire. You can get more at 847-634-0200 or Ticketmaster.com. Right back with some ABBA fun on WGN.
Look at me now.
Meryl Streep from the very memorable Mamma Mia, the movie version. I think Pierce Brosnan is still trying to live that down. Through all this, I don't want to bring that up again. That would be one of the productions of Mamma Mia that I did not care for.
The movie version.
Yeah, that was a little erratic, but I think just about every stage version that I've seen, I've really liked a lot. The latest is at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire that's playing until April the 16th. And with us this morning, Cassie Slater is here, who is Rosie.
Yeah.
And,
I like that. You like that?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. I've had some work on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, WNUA, smooth jazz.
Get out of here, smart jazz.
oh, my God.
Danny Smith is Donna.
Hello.
And, wow. Hee-haw. And Megan Murphy is Tanya.
Hi.
Thank you. There's always one normal one in the bunch. Appreciate it.
You're wrong.
I'm not the normal one.
Am I wrong about that?
Yeah.
I don't think any of us
are. The one in the middle.
So you three in the show, you're old friends and would perform together back in the day,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, we were a pop super group that maybe had one hit.
Right.
And we were called Donna and the Dynamos.
Donna and the Dynamos. Mm-hmm. But great songs that you perform in the show. And what's the first one that you're going to do for us this morning?
We're going to do Super Trooper, which was our hit.
The hit.
Mm-hmm. It's the hit.
It's the hit.
You go from Mamma Mia.
Let's do it.
You look amazing.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
I look amazing.
Yeah, you do. They look amazing.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was sick and tired of everything when I called you last night from Glasgow. All I do is eat and sleep and sing. Wishing every show was
Imagine I was glad to hear you, glad to hear you coming.
Suddenly it feels all right.
And suddenly it's gonna be so different when I'm on the stage tonight. Tonight the super trooper lights are gonna find me shining like the sun. Smiling, having fun, feeling like I'm number one.
It's a party!
You, Sophie
it's
girl.
It's a party here on Michigan Avenue.
Look out!
Woo!
Somebody's had their coffee!
Yes, a large one.
Facing 20,000 of your friends, how could anyone be so lonely? Part of a success that never ends, Still I'm thinking about still you. Still I'm thinking about you. I'm going crazy.
But it's gonna be alright.
You'll soon be changing everything.
And it's gonna be so different when I'm on the stage tonight.
Tonight the super trooper lights are gonna find me shining like the sun. Smiling, having fun. Feeling like another. Shining like the sun, smiling, having fun, feeling like I'm number one. Tonight the super trooper, things are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue, like I always do. Cause somewhere in the crowd there's Sue.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, that's fantastic. And I have to comment, of all the people that we've ever had perform on the show, you three are the most flirty with the people on Michigan Avenue.
Shocker.
There's at least four or five couples that are going to have a serious conversation when they leave here today.
You're looking good.
Love that. Love that. So back in the day, when the ABBA songs were first coming out, I was a music DJ. You know, I was on a music radio station. And I must have played these ABBA songs 10 million times over and over again. And by far the most requested one is, was, probably still is, Dancing Queen.
Yep.
Got a little Dancing Queen for us?
You got it.
This morning got a little Dancing Queen. Mama Mia from the Marriott Lincolnshire. Take it away.
When you get the chance, you
so great. So amazing. That was so good. Thank you very much. And everybody outside, we had a big, huge crowd outside digging the Dancing Queen also. And I really, you guys have to come here every Sunday morning just to mess around with people on Michigan Avenue.
It's really fun.
You are the most interactive people with the performer.
How can you not be? Right? I mean, these people. This is great.
Yeah, really, really, really fun. Mama, you know what? Occurred to me, Marriott Lincolnshire being in the round, that this has to be exceptionally wild and audience interactive, I would think, during the whole show, right?
Yeah, constantly moving, and dancing. Yeah.
It is it's a party.
Yeah, it's a party. Yeah. And like, and I think I thought that we were going to just like stand and sing. No, we like dance and run and jump.
This
and
is
like,
the first time we've sung this song.
I know, it's so much easier.
And we couldn't sit
where
still.
You have to just stay in one place.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're trying to elude audience members trying to grab you during the show.
Not yet.
Well, we still have a week and a
challenge
half.
Challenge accepted.
Right. Mamma Mia's at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire. It's been extended, but will end on April the 16th. You can get tickets by going to their box office or by calling 847-634-0200 or Ticketmaster.com. So much fun to have you guys all here with us. Danny Smith, Megan Murphy, Cassie, right?
Cassie, you're great.
Have Cassie I been saying
Slater.
It right?
You've been saying it right.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Cassie Slater from Mamma Mia. Thank you guys so much. So fun.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And you sounded great. We really appreciate it. Quick break. We're going to update news next on WGN.